Good morning. Do you know the most exciting thing about Mother's Day is not the fact that we're going to go back to a nice lunch today, but the fact that actually we get to spend time together celebrating God. I was listening to the morning service this morning, and the introduction was, you know, we are here today. It's the fourth week in Lent. The service today is going to be two readings and then a reading from this. And I thought, my goodness, I love Jesus, but I don't want to, I'm bored by what that sounds like. And I was like, come on. We've got so much to celebrate and to be excited about. Loving God. It's just awesome. And, you know, if we, the church, can't be excited about the message of Jesus, the gospel, what it is to love him, I don't know who is, because the unsaved people aren't going to be. Guys, come on. I'm not saying that's how we feel, but I'm saying seriously, if there's something better than serving Jesus, let's go and do it and not waste our time. But I don't know anything. There is no one. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And seriously, to know Jesus is fullness of life, is forgiveness of sins. Just as I was there this morning, I was just saying that this, you know, when Jesus died on the cross and he said, it is finished. And when he said that I'm going to die on the cross to forgive you of your sins, and as he's going to remove our sins as far as the east is from the west. Guys, it wasn't only forgiveness, but it was the removal of shame, of guilt, of pain, of separation from God. And if you're here today and you don't have a relationship with God, you can find that, what we have found, that incredible relationship with Jesus, the lifting of guilt. And we've all got stuff that, believe you me, I'm sure we've all got stuff that we feel guilty of, ashamed of, stuff that we would never tell anybody else about. But only Jesus can truly remove the heaviness of that. What a joy today. I can see you're all joyful and all happy. What a joy it is to know Jesus. It truly is. I'm so excited today to be in relationship with him. And so I'm just hoping that there's going to be some smiles on people's faces. There's going to be a skip in the step today as we go about our business. But today is Mother's Day, and today is going to be a short message. Wow. You really do get excited about that, don't you? Like, here am I, I'm saying about how wonderful Jesus is. That we're going to be... So anyway, I'm aiming for a short message today. But today is Mother's Day, and we want to honor spiritual mothers, mothers that have had children, grandmothers. Andrew did a great prayer encompassing all the different elements that there are in terms of Mother's Day. And I know for some people, Mother's Day can be difficult as we remember maybe mothers that we've lost, perhaps mothers that we didn't have a good relationship, maybe mothers we never knew. But today, I really want to honor actually the mums, but every single one of you ladies that are here today, you're incredible. Do you know that? You are incredible. And I remember, and I've said this before, I remember after the birth of our first child, walking across, I don't know why I was in Crawley, but I was in Crawley walking across Queen Square, and I just seen what Ali had been through to have a baby. I was like, seriously? And I remember just walking across thinking, I respect you. I respect you, lady. I respect you. I can't believe that wow, you're amazing. I think there will be very few babies if it was up to the guys to have babies. But today I want to give a place of honor, first and foremost to Jesus, but to you. Ladies and to your mums. I saw a job description of mothers. Mothers, it's a permanent job with no end date. A can-do attitude and a an attitude where you can deal with things in a challenging and chaotic environment. Applicants must possess excellent communication and organizational skills and be willing to work variable hours. This will include all evenings, all weekends, and a permanent 24-hour on-call shift pattern. Extensive chauffeuring duties are also required, and travel expenses are not reimbursed. Overnight travel will be required, including camping trips away, sleepovers in the front room, den-making skills essential. Must be prepared to take the blame until money is needed or a shoulder to cry on. Must be able to overcome daunting challenges like stuck zips and finding lost shoes. Responsibilities also include cleaning, washing clothes, managing homework and diaries. Previous experience, none required, but learn-as-you-go training is offered on a continually exhausting basis. Wages and bonuses, no salary. Actually, you pay every bill. And when you die, you give them what's left. And finally, benefits. While no health or dental insurance, no pension, no paid holidays, and no bonuses are offered, this job supplies limitless opportunities for free hugs and love for life. So this morning, I want to just talk briefly about honor. About honor, about honoring, especially our parents. Exodus 20, verse 12. It says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord God is giving to you. Okay, Exodus 20. Is that up there? No. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So honor. Let's look at what honor is, what that means. Honor in a biblical sense means to load something with weight. So to honor somebody is to heap upon somebody, heap upon them respect. To heap upon somebody affirmation. We esteem somebody. We appreciate them. We value them. We listen to them. We take note of what they say. We give them the place of honor that they deserve. You know, to honor somebody is a precious thing. Honor your father and mother. And you know, we have an impression that that is just for young kids. But actually, the Bible doesn't say that there's a time or an age limit on honor. It just says, honor your father, press the on button. Yeah. Honor your father and mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord God has given you. Does it say an age? Is there a time limit on that or an age limit? There's not. So it's, you may be 60 and your parents 90, but it still applies to you. You know, for those of us, including myself, that are caring for elderly parents and family members, it's something that we must keep doing. Even when they're vulnerable, even when they may not be able to give back to us, even when sometimes it's difficult and frustrating, we honor the person by respecting them. And you know, when we do that, when we honor our loved ones and our parents, it brings dignity to them. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why God came up with those 10 commandments? I mean, that's 10 commandments. Imagine if you were asked to come up with 10 commandments, 10 rules for a group that you were in, a club, a school group. You can only have 10 things that are going to actually form, the direction that you go. How would you go around choosing what are the most important ones? Probably you'd make a list of lots of different ideas that you had. Maybe you might have 30 or 40 ideas, and then you would kind of just cross them out and you say, well, actually, that is good, but this one is better. and you'd whittle them down. Imagine trying to get them down to 10. And just think that's just for a small group. That could be for a youth group or something. But imagine trying to do that for the whole world. I mean, actually, when you think of it like that, it's pretty impossible, isn't it? What would you include in those 10 commandments? So, and as I'm sure you've heard, you know, these are not 10 suggestions; these are the 10 commandments that we are given. And somehow, those 10 commandments show us actually what is important to God. There are issues that he feels are important to him, but also that there are important issues that he feels are important for us to be obedient to. Do you understand what, I mean, that's quite mind-blowing, isn't it, when you think, how are you going to, these 10 points that are going to be significant for us to live by, and these are 10 things, 10 commandments that God thinks are important. So I think the 10 commandments contain the most fundamental issues that God sees in us and how he would love society to function by and to live by. And, you know, it's important to live by the instruction that God gives, because if we don't, there are grave consequences if we don't follow them. And honoring your parents, honoring your father and mother, that's in those 10 commandments. Wow. Really? Why did he? Surely there are other more important things that he could have put in there. Why did he choose to put honor your father and mother? Interesting. Why did he do that? Honoring is important because it's that particular promise is a commandment that comes with a promise. And I believe that God put those instructions there for our own good and for society to function well. So I just want to look at 3 quick things, and then we'll be finished and we can get back to that lamb that is in the oven, or whatever there is, whatever you've got in the oven, or you that restaurant booking. Is that good, ladies? You looking for that? Okay. Okay, so first of all, respecting authority is fundamental to life. So we're talking about respecting and honoring is fundamental to life. You know, each of us live under some kind of form of authority. And, you know, we can only really truly live well and right if we are people that are going to submit ourselves and be accountable. And God says, first and foremost, we honor and we give ourselves to God, but then to authorities and to those people that have God's given to us to lead us and to shepherd us. So we're to respect the authority of parents. Is that good, parents? Yes. But there are other people like teachers at school. Yes, come on, teachers. Could we do with some more respect of teachers at school? Yeah, I think so. Church leaders. Okay, moving on from that. I like that. our boss at work. Government. How do we respond as people that are under our government? Well, you know, first of all, we need to recognize God's authority. This is the only way to live a fulfilled life. And, you know, God designed us to live life, and life is best enjoyed with accountability under authority. So whether that's in the home, whether that's in the church, whether it's at a workplace, whether it's the way that we live in our relationship to the government, we're called to honor the authorities that God has placed over us. So we're honoring our parents, but it's something that is a lifestyle of honoring those that God has placed over us. 1 Peter 2, 13 to 15 says, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put silence to the ignorance of foolish people. So that's talking about the honor that we give to those in authority over us. At home, in the home, it's the parents. At school, it's our teachers. In the church, it's elders and leaders. Hebrews 13, verse 17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you." Make the life of your leaders easy, it says in some translations. Yeah, honoring. We never outgrow the need to be under authority. And God wants us to honor the position of parenthood or those people that care for our children and to give parents due recognition. So, okay, number two is honor, respect for authority begins at home. You know, I never realized as a parent that actually everything that I do, every way that I deal with conflict, the way that if I turn a situation into prayer, okay, and I gather the family, say, okay, we've got this problem, let's gather together, let's pray about it together. Every time we open our home to be hospitable, every time that we value others better than ourselves, you know what we're doing? We're modeling and we're forming a pattern in the lives of our kids. I mean, we just, honestly, I think most, I don't know about you, but I think I went into being a dad and not having a faintest clue, just like struggling through, you know, tripping up and just as a lot of us do, not realizing actually I'm modeling my values, modeling relationship with God, modeling how to resolve conflict, everything that I'm doing, I'm actually programming my kids. It's absolutely frightening. What, it's a privilege, but we do, that's what we're doing. And somehow we just think, well, me and Ali, we're just going through life, we're just doing our thing, the kids are tagging along. And then they become little versions of us. It's like, why are you behaving like that and speaking like that? And oh my goodness. And then I suddenly realize it's because we're modeling. We're raising them up. They're watching. Now, my dad used to say, don't do as I, my dad used to say that to me, don't do as I do, do as I say. The trouble is, you don't do. Well, I mean, you do as they do and not as they say. So in the family, that's the place where we need to honor and nurture that place of honor. In the family, it's a place where kids are loved, but also are disciplined. It's where our children learn about authority. And guys, if you're a parent here and you've got young kids, you're modeling. So you have the privilege of and the challenge of modeling what honor is to your kids. How to treat them, how to be respectful to those in authority. I don't believe in luck, but good luck. It's tough. But actually, we have to realize that actually God, for whatever reason, has placed us as parents or those people with responsibility to care for kids. And we're modeling. And even as a adult in the church, every single one of you has a place of responsibility and influence where you can influence somebody in terms of the way that you live your life. So that probably explains why God put that particular promise in the Ten Commandments. It's the first commandment that has to do with man's relationship with other people. The first four commandments have to do with our relationship with God. And now God says, Okay, this one is about how you relate to other people.
Ah.
Okay, I've got to honor my father and my mother. And, you know, I think it's really important to see, because sometimes we could just see, like, oh, these are the Ten Commandments. What's God saying through it? Why did he put them there? These are values that God has given to us. What is he saying? Just by looking at the things that he says are important. Wow, I've never quite looked at it at that way before. Why is that there about honoring? That must be something that is on God's heart. He wants me to honor my parents, but that lifestyle of honoring. And so it is important to learn honor. Parents, you've got to teach this to your kids. Respect, you've got to teach this to your kids. Submission and obedience in the home. Go for it. Home is the first school. And, you know, somebody that says, well, I'm not going to submit to what you say. I'm just going to do it like that. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Do you know people like that? Don't turn to your neighbor and say, that's you. No, don't do that. You know, somebody with that attitude is always going to find life difficult. And you know what? With people like that as well, they often will say, the fault doesn't lie with me, it's everybody else. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Learn to honor and respect one another. There are lots of times that you have to do what somebody tells you to do, whether you like it or not. And, you know, when we can learn to do that in a respectful way, we'll succeed in life. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may go well with you and that you may live and enjoy a long life on the earth. Wow. First commandment with promise. Honor your father and mother that you will live a long life. It comes with a promise. It's good, isn't it? It's interesting. Why would God put that in the Ten Commandments? What's going on in the mind of God? Wow. Okay. There's something here. You're speaking, God. There's something here that I need to grasp. So God wants to bless those that learn to live under authority. And three, there are no perfect parents. There is one perfect parent. God's our Father, isn't he? He's the perfect and only one who will never fail. But, you know, our parents, however good they are, have all made mistakes. They have faults and they have inconsistencies, however good they are. And the Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, which means that even perfect parents, that nobody gets it totally and completely right. So, guys, if you can just remember the faults that you've made, and we all have those, you're not alone. You're not alone. Parenting is a challenge, is difficult. And, you know, relationships with children can be complicated at times as well. No family is the same. No family has experienced the same journey, the same dynamics. I understand that. Parent is something that you actually have to learn on the job. You know what it's like? You tell people when they're about to have kids, you know, you need to do this, and they say, oh, I'm just going to be such a great parent. My kids are just going to be just so well behaved. I'm going to be able to take them anywhere. They're just going to eat everything. Oh, my kids are not going to be like, and they're not, they wouldn't say this, but that's what they're thinking. My kids are not going to be like your kids. And then your kids come along. And then somebody else is thinking that your kid is a terrorist. Yeah. Like that. And then the cycle starts again. Yeah. And it's amazing just how three children can be, or four children, every child is different. And Anyway, okay. Just to finish, I've got three ways that we can show honor to our parents. Three ways and three A's. Okay. So the first A is accept them. Accepting your parents doesn't mean pretending that they're perfect, doesn't mean ignoring their mistakes, doesn't mean actually that we have to agree with everything that they say. But you know, in the very most basic way, we can accept them because they were the instrument that God used to bring you into the world. And you know, you're not a mistake. You're loved. You are precious to God. God wanted you here upon this earth. Isn't that amazing? However you came about to be alive today, God wanted you. He wanted you to come on this earth. He planned for you to exist. He saw you. He formed you in your mother's womb. And you're not here because of the will of man or the will of a woman, but of God. That is why you're alive today. And I thank God that you are alive, every single one of you. I thank God that you're alive, that you're here, because you have special gifts and talents, and each and every single one of us has something to bring. And you know, you might not have a good relationship with your parents. You may not even know who your parents are. You might have a difficult relationship with your parents. But whatever mysterious reason that those parents were your parents, God used them to give life to you. They gave you something that nobody else in the world could give you, which was life. Whether excellent or poor in performance, you owe them that sense of honor because they gave life to you. Secondly, appreciate them. They have a responsibility before God. Therefore, we can respect them for that. They are doing their part to, or they have, and we do as parents, do our part to teach us, to help us to grow, and we can learn from that. Listen, so if there are kids, I don't think there are any kids here. So anyway, listen to your parents. And I guess it doesn't matter how old we are. Listen to them, but actually listen to what they have to say. I don't think actually, just because they're old, it doesn't mean that they don't have feelings and they want to feel appreciated. And so show them that you appreciate them, that you appreciate their efforts. That's part of honoring. Guys, let me tell you a secret. If you want an easy life, don't have kids. I mean, it's time and money and effort and tears and mess. Mess, they leak from every air, from everywhere. Sleepless nights, dealing with tantrums. It's not easy. They went through that for you. You know, being a parent, you suddenly realize that you've got this incredible capacity to love. Where did that come from? It's a miracle. I remember having our first child and then we had the second one. I thought, do I have the capacity to love a second child? And then the second child is more boosh. And then the third one, like, seriously, do I have enough capacity to love a third? Come, it just keeps on coming. It's amazing. The gift of love that God gives to us. And thirdly, then, affirm them. You know, it's sad to see older parents get less respect as they get older. It's easy to honor them when we need them, but when they get older, we might feel that they've become a burden, and we might even feel, that now they're reliant upon me. They may even become dependent upon you. Guys, payback. Payback. Now, hear what I'm saying. It is a privilege to be able to give back to our parents. And as I say, sometimes, you know, it might be even that a parent is in ill health or struggling in some way. And it's very easy to get frustrated. I can tell you from personal experience, very easy to get frustrated and to see that person as some kind of hindrance. We've got to honor them. I don't know actually what my parents did for me in those early years, but this is my opportunity. This is our opportunity to give back, to honor them. So 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 says, if anybody does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied his faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So actually it's not payback. It's actually right and important to honor God and to honor our parents. As I say, they looked after us, they cared for us, and now it's the privilege for us to do that. So I'm just drawing to a close. We need to feel and to know that they have made a positive contribution to our lives. And they need to understand that. So if you've got a parent, thank them. Thank them for what they did. I want to honor you. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for the contribution that you made in my life. You know, they want to know that they've invested well and that they did it right. Thank them. A telephone call. An email, maybe not, well, it depends how old your parents are. A letter, telephone call. Thank them. I just want to take today to honor you and to thank you for all that you've done. You know, they want to know that their children are doing well. They want and need affirmation. So stay in touch with them, reach out to them, thank them. And, you know, every time we do little acts like this, every time you love where it costs you something, we're obeying that command. Honor your father and mother. Honor means to give significance to. And the Bible says that we're to value and treasure and to hold in high esteem our parents. And so, mothers, I honor you. Ladies, whether you're a mother or not, I honor you. There are each and every one of you is somebody that is bringing the fragrance of Jesus to this community. I want to thank you for all that you give, the way that you love, your generosity, the influence that you have. I want to thank you. Thank you for you mums. Thank you for the way that you selfishly love. You're an inspiration. Selflessly. What did I say? You're all selfish. You know that, like that. Every single one of you. Yeah, like that. Thank you for the way you selflessly love. And I was thinking, in some way, it gives us a greater insight into the love of God when we see people giving selflessly and laying their life down. So thank you for the inspiration. Thank you for the modeling that you give to us.